find out. In your top stories at this hour, President Ramaphosa says American companies must comply with local laws. Masitile admits that BBBEE is falling short, and electricity price increases could impact economic growth. President Ramaphosa says American companies are welcome to participate in mineral beneficiation in South Africa. However, the president warns that these companies must comply with South Africa's laws. The new American ambassador to South Africa, Leo Brent Bozell, has suggested that the involvement of American companies in mineral beneficiation could help grow jobs in South Africa. Ramaphosa says all companies that come to South Africa must comply with the laws of the land. Deputy President Paul Masitile says broad-based black economic empowerment has made progress but remains limited due to weak compliance and declining participation. Masitile was responding to oral questions in the National Assembly yesterday. He says while billions of rands have been invested in black-owned businesses, reporting has dropped sharply in recent years, slowing transformation. However, Masitile says that to address this matter, the government plans stricter enforcement, including action against fronting and a shift from compliance to real economic impact, such as job creation and enterprise. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi will visit the Mankweng Hospital today following a rare operation to separate co-joined twins. The visit aims to recognize the medical team and highlight innovation in public health care. Motsoaledi will tour the wards and meet staff involved in the procedure. The minister's spokesperson, Foster Mogale, says he will be joined by Limpopo Premier Dr. Poppy Ramatuba and provincial health officials. Civil society organizations have criticized the delays in appointing two judges to the Con Court. President Ramaphosa has not yet appointed the judges, despite receiving recommendations from the Judicial Services Commission 5 months ago. The organizations have now expressed concern about how these delays could impact the efficiency and independence of the judiciary. They have called on the president to act urgently. Economists say the increase in electricity prices could negatively impact the country's economy. Some say the price increase could worsen the unemployment rate. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has approved an 8.76% increase for electricity prices. The increases are effective next month. Municipal customers will face a 9% increase in electricity prices, and economists say the increase could have a negative impact on small businesses. Moving to international news, African countries have increased taxes on gambling to discourage their populations from the activity. Online gambling activities have increased in many countries across the continent. Countries that include South Africa, Zimbabwe and Malawi have since introduced taxes that aim to contain addiction risks and increase state coffers. The gambling industry has called on governments to instead focus on fighting the illegal gambling industry. And moving to sports news, Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Broos has named a 23-man squad for the upcoming international friendlies against Panama, with Orlando Pirates goalkeeper Sipho Tyane notably left out. Mamelodi Sundowns star Themba Zwane returns to the squad alongside recalls for Jaden Adams and a call-up for Sekhukhune United goalkeeper Ronaldo Lina. German-based defender Ime Okon and Chicago Fire's Mzebezi Mokwazi have also been included in Brew's looks to strengthen his option. Or rather, as Brew's looks to strengthen his options. South Africa will face Panama on March the 27th at the Moses Mabhida Stadium and again on March the 31st at DHL Stadium as part of their FIFA World Cup preparations. Financials, gold selling at $4,725.79 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $106.89. US dollar, R16.77. The British pound, R22.48. And the euro, R19.88. A Bitcoin is currently $70,668.23. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news with Sport with Mark Godfrey at 8. Moving on, having a look to see what's happening weather-wise around the province. This information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. Yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms resulting in localized damage to infrastructure, settlements, property, vehicle and livestock over Chris Hani, Joe Gabe and Amakhlati municipal areas. No fire danger and no advisories. Looking at the western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today, fine and warm, becoming partly cloudy with isolated thundershowers in the east. Coastal wind